Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Momita, moderator for the conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Momita. On behalf of DAM Capital, I welcome you all to the Q4 FY2022 earnings conference call of Welspun Enterprises. We will start with a brief introduction followed by Q&A. To start the proceedings, I am handing over the call to Mr. Abhinandan Singh, Head Investor Relations, Welspun Group. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Mohit. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome all of you to the Q4 and full financial year FY 2022 earnings call of Welspun Enterprises Limited. Present along with me today on this forum are Mr. Ajay Hans, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Sanjay Sultania, Chief Financial Officer, Welspun Enterprises. You have already received the company's results, and that is also available in our filings with the BSE and NSE. The company's website, welspunenterprises.com, too, has financial results and more information. I would like to point out that a copy of our disclosures are also available in the investors section of the website of the company, as well as in our filings with the exchanges. Do note that anything said on this call, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be construed as a follow-up statement, must be seen in conjunction with the risks of the company faces. As usual, we will start the forum with some opening remarks by our leadership team, and then we will open the floor for your questions. Should you have any queries that remain unanswered after this earnings call, you can reach out to us. The email addresses are all available both in our filings as well as on our website. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to our Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Ajay Hans. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Abhinandan. Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining in. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy and taking necessary precautions even as the prevalence of the COVID appears have been abated. As you would have seen, we have reported a robust operating and financial quarter four with strong execution in some of our major HAM and EPC projects. This performance was driven by accelerated execution in several of our key projects, including Anta-Samaria and Varanasi-Aurangabad road project as well, and also in our UP-JJM water project. Our order book too remains very healthy, currently at around 8,400 crore, out of which road projects are at about 5,950 crore, and the balance 2,500 crore contributed by water segment. I am delighted to share that this order book also reflects an additional contract worth 1,430 crore, excluding GST, awarded to us recently in the current quarter, which was announced on 30th of April 2022. This repeat order is an additional work awarded from Soma Indus Varanasi Aurangabad Tollway project. I am particularly pleased to observe that along with our strengthened EPC order book, our development portfolio is also progressing quite well, with 6 out of 8 projects achieving PCOD and COD, and those are now revenue-generating projects. We received a provisional certificate for commercial operation in one of our flagship projects, which is the Mukarba Chowk to Panipat BOT toll project during Q4, and post-PCOD, toll collection in this project have commenced from 6th of April 2022. We take great pride in sharing the Honorable Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highway, Mr. Nitin Gadkari, recently inaugurated and dedicated to the nation these two projects, the Mukarba Chowk to Panipat BOT project on 4th of April 2022 and the Chikli Tarsod HAM project on 24th of April 2022. And he acknowledged our contribution to nation building and the superior quality, which is comparable to international standards. During the quarter under review, the company received the completion certificate of Gagalheri Saharanpur Yamunanagar HAM project from NHAI on 10th of February 2022. Now, Welspun Enterprises has a diverse portfolio in roads and water and wastewater projects with a pan-India footprint now. For going ahead and with our focus on building on order pipeline in the roads and water segment, we are also exploring opportunities within their high potential sub-segments. With visible government thrust on improving and expanding on infrastructure sector, particularly in the road and water and wastewater sector, the opportunity is huge for an infrastructure player like us. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Sultania, our CFO, to share the key highlights of our financial performance. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Ajay ji, and good afternoon to all of you. And I'm sure everybody is in a good state of health as we have already passed on COVID. And I'm thankful to Ajay ji that he has given a very good journey that we have started as a new team as a management from the last quarter, more particularly. And I believe this quarter has been particularly exciting, and exciting in the sense from the two perspectives. One perspective from the business side, that company achieving PCOD and COD, and our largest project, Mukarwa Chowk Panipat, has started tolling operations also with effect from April 6, though we got the PCOD on 31st of March, which is the last day of the financial year. And I am very glad and very happy to state that this quarter sequentially has done better from the previous quarters. And we believe the momentum will stay on as we have built up to large projects, Varanasi, Aurangabad, and our water side, UP, Nal Se Jal scheme. Now coming back to the financial highlights for this quarter and for the full financial year, as I'm sure you must have seen the filing from the websites, the results of the company is known to you. However, just for the ready reference, the company's revenue during quarter four, FY22, has more than doubled from the previous quarter. As we have met in the last earning call, we knew why the last quarter was slightly depressed, and we also talked about Then from this quarter to next quarter, the revenue momentum is going to be stepped up and the revenue will continue to fall on from now on. In Q4 FY22, we have revenue of 467 crore, which is, as I said, which is more than double from the previous quarter. On the back of the strong execution, the robust top line growth has also resulted in significantly better margins with EBITDA for the Q4, which is 85 crores compared to 22 crores in Q3. As a result, EBITDA margin in Q4 FY22 improved against all previous quarter, and accordingly it's translated to the PAT as well from last quarter from 6 crores to 53 crores. If you look at the full year basis, the company reported a standalone revenue of 1,307 crore in FY22 in comparison to 1,410 crores reported in the previous year. EBITDA was at 182 crores in the current financial year, which is FY22, as against 198 crores FY21. We were basically in line with the last year margins and slightly short of the last year revenue, but we are moving up. And the Q3, as we discussed last time, because of that, the overall full year revenue and slightly EBITDA has been impacted. Otherwise, it has been a good year for us. And I can see the momentum going up. So from this quarter onwards, we are also seeing the same momentum maintaining. Now, when I come to the consolidated performance, revenue for quarter four FY22 was 485 crore as against 242 crores in Q3. Consolidated EBITDA during Q4 FY22 was 126 crores as compared to 57 crores. EBITDA margin improved as compared to previous quarter, as we have seen in the standalone, because the standalone impact, it directly gets flows into the console as well. Consolidated PAT at Q4 FY22 was 65 crores as compared to 33 crores in Q3 FY22. On the balance sheet side, on the standalone, I would like to point out to all my colleagues or all my investors sitting on the call today or analysts that the company has not raised any additional debt during the last financial year, that is FY21-22, on a standalone basis. When I come into the regard to the consolidated financials on the full year basis, the revenue was 1,401 crore against 1,530 crores as against FY21. Consolidated EBITDA was during FY22 was 323 crore as compared to 306 crores in FY21. EBITDA margin improved as we discussed during the standalone margins. The same way the margins have been flown to the console as well. And consolidated pay PAT for rupees 4 FY22 was 126 crores as against 130 crores in FY21. So we see the company on the financial front was in line with the last financial year, but sequentially from the quarter, last quarter we are growing up, and we expect the same kind of momentum in the coming quarter as well. And now from this is all from my side, we can now open the floor for questions and answers, please. We are happy to answer from my side as the Chief Financial Officer, and we have Mr. Ajay Hans, MD and CEO of the company also. Any questions are welcome, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. So our first question from Mr. Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, if I understand, two-thirds of our order backlog comes from this Varanasi EPC water project and Anta Samaria. What exactly is the execution pattern for these projects in FY23 and 24? Are we staring at very strong numbers in FY23 and 24? Could you give us some guidance on what the execution would look like?
Yeah, Rohit, I would like to say that the new project that is Varanasi Aurangabad is fully mobilized now. And as far as Anta Samaria project is there, this is under execution and we are looking forward to complete within next financial year. And Varanasi Aurangabad, the previous project what we got in sometime September, October, now we got an additional order on the same stretch. Previously we got for 36 kilometer and additional 38 kilometers have been added on the same stretch, and contractors are more or less mobilized. So we see a good revenue building up in the next financial year, current financial year and the next financial year.
Yeah. So this water project, UP, Nalsejal, these are typically short cycle orders. So the execution over there also should be, ideally speaking, very strong, right?
Yeah. This is short cycle project, but the volume of this project is very high. We are almost covering 2,500 villages under this scheme. So right from identifying the source and delivering up to the individual residents of 2,500 villages, the project. So you can understand the spread of this particular project. So this project is also more or less mobilized. The revenues have started coming in, and but it is coming in phases. So as of date, around 40% of the work is available, work fronts is available, another 60% will be available to us in next 6 to 8 months period of time. So the cycle is around 18 months for each phase.
So Rohit, in addition to that, in the Jal Se Nal scheme, what is happening, the consolidated order book is not being booked at a single day, because this is booked on the scheme by scheme, so it's kind of a rolling targets of completion and finishing. It is not that we got the order of 2,000 crores today and I have to complete in 18 months. As the schemes get approved, the order book is getting added. So 2,500 billets is getting added. So from the date we sign the agreement, the time clocks from there. So it's kind of revolving target date. It's not
got
a
it,
fixed
sir, got
payment.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I put up all these projects together, so would it be fair to make an assumption that 2,500 kind of crore of execution, can we see that in FY23?
Rohit, it is very, you know, difficult to point out, but I would like to say that from the last call, Q3 call, we have been speaking, and Q4 we have already seen, which is completely present in our table, that we are seeing an upside started happening, and we see the same kind of momentum on the coming quarters as well. And the hardcore number to predict is very difficult at this point of time to say or to comment. But the only confidence which I wanted to give that these two new projects have started. We got an additional order of close to 1,430 crores on the same stretch, which will give me an ease of execution because it's on those same stretch. All these favorable points points out that the coming financials here could be better than the last financial year.
Sure. So this non-availability of sand was impacting your TN project. What exactly is the situation over there, sir? Is it like smooth sail as of now?
Yeah, there were some issues in that state for sand as well as the earth material. However, some solutions have been worked out, and we have started progressing on these projects. So this also project is also fully mobilized now. So we expect that we should be doing a good turnover from this project also. Discussions are happening on a daily basis with local government as well as state government. So we hope to do much better now.
Yeah. Sir, as of now, what is the bid order pipeline looks like? I mean, what is the target for next year's order inflow part?
Look, we are bidding for projects very selectively. We are not going in open competition. However, like the areas where we are targeting is EPC road, EPC water, and wastewater sector. And opportunities are huge. So we will be continuously bidding selectively.
Sir, are there any big ticket projects like MCGM, you know, water projects that we've been talking about for a while? So that is that project there on cards, or do you have any ring road projects or something of that sort, any big ticket numbers that you're looking at?
We have bidded for a few packages of MCGM for this wastewater treatment plant. And these are expected to, these biddings and things are happening under the control of Supreme Court. So we are looking forward to, we are targeting and looking forward to get some package awarded to us in near future.
Sure, sir. And finally, sir, if I may ask one question, what is the status of your, given that 6 out of 8 road projects are already in PCOD stage, what is the status of the asset monetization part? Could you throw some color on it?
Yeah, Rohit, this is Sanjay here. As we have been saying, we said in the last quarter also. So continuously, yes, we are looking for asset monetizations because we are looking for recycling of cash as well. But there is nothing concrete that I can say with you as of now. And I would request, I would say that whenever we come to any conclusions, though discussions are happening with various one, but nothing concrete yet. Once we get conclusion, we'll come back to you. Definitely.
Sure, sir. Just a follow-up on that. I understand that we are almost like invested 1,000 crore into this HAM projects. This is more to do with equity, but is there a loans and advances figure if that I can get it from you?
Can you please repeat a question, sir?
I'm looking at the total investment exposure, which is equity plus loans and advances to the road projects that you have in your portfolio.
Yeah. You're looking at the numbers.
Yeah, what is that number, sir? I'm asking for the equity plus loans and advances in your all the road projects.
Yeah, if you see, Rohit, put together loans and advances in equity, you keep it in one bracket. So in one bracket,
okay.
we have already invested by March 2022, about close to about 2,100 crores.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. I will get back in the queue if there are any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rohit.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Mr. Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I've got a couple of questions. So, sir, can you please confirm whether you were L1 in Mumbai water treatment project? And what was the quantum of it? And do you think the bid will be finalized this time?
These are substantial size wastewater treatment plants. We have bid for three projects, and under the supervision of Supreme Court, we look forward that it should get awarded within this month or maximum next 2 months.
And the quantum of it, sir?
That I cannot share as of now, as okay. It's under bidding and final results are awaited.
Sure, sir, no problem. And sir, what is the status of Mukarba Chowk Panipat? How much toll do you expect, and how much toll was there in April 22?
Yeah, this is the very first month of operation, so it is in the range of 80 to 85 lakhs on a daily basis, and we expect to grow as we move forward.
And any expectations for FY23 from it, sir?
So, Rohit, this is Sanjay here. As you know, that we have started tolling from April 6, 2022. Uh-huh. And on average, as Mr. Ajay has said, we are in the range of about 80 to 85 lakhs rupees per day. And our expectation is beyond 1 crore per day, because now existing tolls are going on. So there are a lot of agencies are slightly on the higher side, and we are looking at controlling that agencies which will fetch us the revenue much better than what we are having today.
Sure. And one more, so how much investment do you have in oil and gas block as of FY22?
This is in the range of around 350 to 375 crore as of now.
Okay. And so how do you see the environment for ordering this in the coming year?
As we have already informed that we have a very healthy order book, and we will be improving quarter on quarter, and we will be bidding selectively for new projects in these areas of road, water and wastewater. So we expect a good growth in this, looking at the size of our company as well as the kind of projects we are looking at.
Okay, sir. Sir, and one last question. Is there any plan to monetize asset and any timeline for it?
Say it again, please.
Is there any plan to monetization of assets?
Yes, as we said that we are under discussion with various people. There is nothing concrete. But we are looking for asset monetizations of our completed assets. We have portfolio about 6 completed assets out of it. As far as timeline is concerned, it's very difficult to comment on a timeline. But yes, discussions from various people are happening. Once it gets concluded, we will come back to you.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Rikin.
Thank you, sir. Our next question from Mr. Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, the first question was on the water projects of Jal Jeevan. So these are, what I understand, are these fixed price contracts?
These are fixed price contracts with the escalation on certain items inbuilt in.
Because these are most of the item rates contracts. So what I understand is almost 80% is commoditized. So do we see any margin impact? Yeah, as you said, there is some escalation in it, but because of the rising raw material cost, so any margin pressure we are expecting in these contracts going forward?
Look, there are two major components. One is steel pipes and the other is HDPE pipes. Now, HDPE pipe escalations are covered through resin rate, which is specified. And as far as the steel prices are concerned, these are fixed. However, based on our execution strategy, we have tied up for these pipes at the start of this particular project, so we are saved in terms of that escalation as of now. For the current lots, for the orders which have already been received and we are executing. And the future, whatever is going to get added, we will see the price adjustments at that particular time.
So, as you said that as and when the DPR gets approved and the contract gets signed, the work in the village starts. So, this you are talking about the whole order backlog wherein you had entered into a contract with the supplier. What I understand is correct?
Right, that's correct.
So, you said steel pipes and the other thing which is used is what you said, sir? I forgot.
What I said, whatever lots we have finalized, the contracts, on that, we have already placed orders at right at the start of the project, so we are saved from these escalations.
No, I understand, sir. You said there are two commodities which are key in
HDPE,
this project.
Okay. For HDPE, there is a base price of resin specified in the contract.
Resin,
so, and the prices are linked with the resin. So, as and when at the time of buying these particular things, that adjustment is available in the contract.
So that is 100% pass-through, what I understand.
Yes, that is 100%.
Right, sir. Pass-through and sir, it will increase the item rates. Sir, the second question on the margin front, what I understand was the quarter four has been, we have seen a big jump in the margin. So, what is there a change in mix or... Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, sir. Now I can hear you. Sir, so on the margin front, we have seen a bump up in the margin for the quarter, what I understand. So any change in the revenue mix this quarter? And what could be the steady state margin for the standalone business going forward?
This is Sanjay here. Whatever jump in the margin we have seen in the quarter four, this is not basically, as you said about the project mix. Like we are into the EPC of the large two projects which we have started in the Q4, this Varanasi, Aurangabad and UP-JGM, that has helped us to improve the margin. And secondly, what has happened is that the projects which are under the closure stage, the various projects where we have got the COD, PCOD, so the cost to completions of these projects, which has been, we have saved some money when we do the reconciliations. So that impact has also favored us in this quarter, so the profit margins are seen better.
Okay. But sir, on the road segment, what could be the margin pressure? Because we are doing most of the HAM projects and our EPC contract, we are subcontracting the EPC work. So how is the agreement between yourself and the subcontractor in terms of this cost rising pressure? Who will bear the margin? Yourself or the contractor, or how it is entered into?
Your concern is right here, that commodity prices are really rising, and they are rising in a very unprecedented move. The prices of bitumen, the price of steel, the price of cement, across the commodity prices are rising up. But in our project, like for water, Mr. Hajay Hans has already explained to you, in one of the projects, which is our Varanasi Aurangabad project, because the execution has just started. So going forward, because this is a fixed price contract, going forward, there could be some margin pressure on this particular project. Otherwise, in other projects, we are largely protected from the escalation of commodity prices, rising of commodity prices.
Look, but that escalation could be only till 40%, right, sir? For the HAM project, because the escalation is covered for the 40% of the project, because you are getting the money initially at 40% in the construction period. So you could only pass through to the standalone entity up to 40% of the price increase, and 60% has to be bear by the parent or something like that, right?
That is correct, if you understand.
Escalation is covered for 100%, but 40% is carried out as per the agreement, and
50%
is entity. 15%.
But largely, the impact is not much because we are covered under escalation for the HAM project.
So what I understand, even the subcontractor whom you are hiring, they also get the escalation 100%, right?
Yeah,
from your side.
More or less on back-to-back arrangement, because we want to be fair with our subcontractors. So whatever we are getting, we are also open to pass on to them.
So, sir, just last question. So, what could be a steady-state margin for probably next year? And obviously, 24 is too far away, but at least for FY23, any budgeted analysis done by the management for next year or year after that?
As far as margin is concerned for 22, 23, or 23, 24, it is difficult to predict. But what we believe that it should be in the line of what yearly EBITDA margin that has come out in FY22, because we have covered our two large projects in this quarter, that give us a signal that the whatever EBITDA margins we have seen for the whole year in FY22, in my view should get reflected in the coming quarter.
Last question on my side is on the interest cost rising scenario. So what is our expectation? So for the older projects, obviously we have done some refinancing, I'm assuming at a lower rate. So are these projects coming up for again refinancing? The rate would change at the standalone level also, the interest rate can go up. So which can impact the IRR, the interim. So and we are targeting to sell some assets. So any view on that, or it's a status quo, not much impact? Overall.
No, see, if you see on the standalone basis, so in some of the loan, which because we have not drawn any loan, as I said, in 21, 22, whatever we drawn previously, to some extent we are protected because the reset has not started. It will take some time to start the reset. But yes, there could be one concern because 40 bps RBI is increased. But for our HAM projects, which are already completed projects, there we have a subset, you know, when on the annuity, we get the interest. If the rising is happening on the cost side, it should happen on the revenue side as well.
Those are linked to the old agreement, like bank rate plus 3%. Unlike the new HAM projects, which are like...
So the pressure will come on this side, the pressure will come on that side also.
So that you mean to say it will get nullified. Okay, sir. Fantastic. Sir, on the bid pipeline, you highlighted something. But any concrete awarding are we expecting from NHAI in Q1 in terms of the value terms, outstanding pipeline, outstanding tenders in Q1? Hello?
See, as of now, we don't have any outstanding tenders as per say NHAI is concerned. Because we are very comfortable with the order book is concerned for the visibility of next two to three years. And this MCGM tender where the results are awaited, we are very hopeful to get one project out of it. Once we get it, our order book becomes very healthy with a good visibility of next 2 to 3 years.
So what
we will see as we have a strategy of selective bidding. So we will see and we will evaluate if we are getting anything in the road and water and wastewater sector. We will continue to do that.
So,
but if you ask me today, we don't have any pipeline with NHAI at the moment.
So any guidance, inflow guidance from your side for this year?
I didn't get your question.
So order inflow targets in terms of value this year and mix?
No,
we have not specifically targeted, but we will be continuously exploring good opportunities, and whatever comes, we have capacity
got
to
it.
Execute. So we will take it.
Got it. Got it, sir. Got it. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, and all the best from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question from Mr. Meet Parekh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just have one question regarding the equity requirement which we have provided in the press release. We are supposed to invest around 203 crores in the next 1 to 2 years. Can you give a breakup in terms of how much is going to be invested in FY23, how much is going to be invested in FY24, and how much is required for the HAM projects and the BOT toll assets?
See, whatever money we require to invest in equity in the coming years, the major one is one of the BOT, which we are looking to complete in this financial itself. Close to about 100 crores we are looking at investing into that entity in the BOT projects, and the balance will come on a fragment, so there's no one time, because SNRP project is another one. Other than all our HAM projects, the equity has been fully subscribed. So the SNRP project, as and when it is getting progressed, we will start putting in an equity. It may take 1 year to 2 years horizon of time, depending on the project completion scheme.
So if I get it right, sir, 100 crores from the BOT project for this FY23, over and above, there will be some fragmented investment of the HAM projects, and the balance will go into FY24.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. So we have a follow-up question from Mr. Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for this opportunity again. My question is on towards the strategy part. Now that there is a change of guard that we see, the top management has changed to a large extent. Mr. Hans has taken over. Is there a strategic roadmap for how this company's execution order backlog and how the balance sheet would look like maybe, say, over the next 3 to 5 years as such? Are there any thoughts given on that?
Yeah, we definitely have a strategy, and we are looking forward to grow big. And accordingly, we will be proceeding for identifying very specific project opportunities. And we are expanding our management width in line with that. Previously, we were doing projects which were more of HAM and more on subcontracting. Now, EPC going forward is a thing, so we may be developing some in-house facilities, in-house capabilities also. So we'll be looking in all directions to expand in near future and continuously move on improving our top line, bottom line in the coming years.
Sir, if I understand, if you could give some color on those numbers, like how the execution and top line will go from, so let's assume, are you looking at 4,000, 5,000 crore of execution over the next 3 to 4 years. Is that the number you have in mind? Also, would you, you said that you're looking more to do with EPC opportunity as such. So how will be the order backlog mix would look like? Will it be largely driven by your water-based projects, or will there be an optimal mix of road and water? Any color on that?
Okay. On going forward, we are looking forward a ratio of 50-50, 50% road, 50% water and wastewater. And looking into our current order book, which is around 8,500 crore, plus some orders are under pipeline. Looking into that, we need to execute these projects in a time frame of 3 to 3.5 years going forward. So you can estimate what kind of numbers can come in. And projects are fully mobilized, so definitely we will be, with our execution capabilities, we should be able to do it in within these time frames.
I got that part, sir, that within the current order backlog, you can do execution in 3 years and maybe peak execution of 3,000 crore can be achieved. But I'm talking about something much bigger than that. I mean, have you given, like, what should be your ideal capacity of order backlog look like? I mean, are you looking at a bigger number, say 12,000 crore of order backlog, moving up the execution?
Like what I have already shared, we have capacities available. So looking into the project bandwidth and the specialty of the project, we will be definitely exploring.
Okay. Sir, there is some, yeah. On the asset-heavy business model part, you were keen to explore some railway station development opportunities in the past. What is the situation over there?
That is still under exploring stage. We have done some studies. We have engaged some consultants to carry out those studies, but it is still not the reality. as and when these opportunity comes, we are definitely looking in exploring these railway opportunities.
So on one side, you say EPC is your focus as such, but strategically you are open even to explore these kind of opportunities.
Absolutely. EPC is going to be there, but developmental projects will also be there. Asset-based project will also be there. But as far as the execution strategy is there, we would like to be asset-light.
Sure, sure. Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question from Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, when we look at the other income part, if you could explain the nature of the other income component that forms a substantial part of our profits.
Saket, this is Sanjay Sultania here.
Yes,
you're talking about other income on a standalone basis, or you're looking at on the consolidated?
I'm looking at the consolidated numbers, sir. The other income for 31st March stands at 173 crore.
Yeah. So the other income are basically, there are two parts. One part is the, if you see in our subsidiaries, all subsidiaries are under the service concession agreement. And these services, service concession agreement, we bill the financial assets and the interest on these financial assets are being accrued in the company, which gets reflected in other income. Apart from that, interest on any amount lying in the escrow account, that was also part of that. And whatever we are going to receive as an interest on the financial asset, that is the major component of the income from other income.
So when we look at as a percentage, when we look at the revenues for the year at 1401 crore, and keep the other income separately, then the margins are not there. And I just wanted to understand, do they form the part of the revenue from operations only, and they have only been clubbed separately?
No, see, other income are always separate given, because see, if you see my standalone also, we even our press release, we have given revenue from operations separately and other income separately.
Right. Okay, sir. So when we speak about this Jal Thanal part of the story, what is the how much have we executed for this year? What is the pending order book, and which state are we executing these orders, sir?
Look, we have informed, two projects are almost new projects, that Varanasi Aurangabad, UP JJM, these are substantial size projects, and we have just started execution in last 1 and 2 quarters. And we have to execute in the time frame of 2 to 3 years, these two projects. Can you repeat the second part of your question?
Sir, I was looking for the Jal Thanal part. What is the total size of the order book currently pending? And which states are we operating currently for the Jal Thanal scheme?
So, as per the total allocated villages to us, so our value is around 2,500 crore. So, project is, we have executed to the tune of around 10%. Rest is balanced to be executed.
And which states are we covering, sir? Villages are from which states?
Okay. These are 5 major districts in UP. Jaunpur, Sant Ravidas, Ambedkar Nagar, Amethi, and Bulandshahr.
Okay, and the total value is 2,500 crore.
All together is 2,500 crore. Major works are in Jaunpur and Sant Ravidas.
Okay, and the scope of work is from the drinking water, tap water at home, but the entire ecosystem has to be set up.
Yeah, the source of water is underground. We are sourcing this water through tube well arrangement and then treating it and storing it on elevated storage tanks and then distributing it to the various villages through the pipeline and ultimately up to the tap in individual houses. The responsibility is ours. And we also have the responsibility of O&M for next 10 years.
And last year, sir, what was the execution part? How much have we executed out of the total Jal Thanal scheme?
In last year in Jal Channel, since as Mr. Ajay has said that we have just mobilized the project and we have started picking up, in the last quarter in the range of about 110 crores that we have executed in Jal Channel.
Right, on the
revenue side. But the project is fully mobilized and we have a lot of materials there already mobilized. Works are happening and a full swing. So from this quarter onwards, the revenue will be seen much bigger in size than the previous quarter.
Okay. So can you give some ballpark number? What should be the execution for this year, sir, out of this 2500 crore order book?
Look, these are the initial periods of starting of the projects, but we looking forward to do good numbers. But as of now, yes, as we come across various issues, problems, we are trying to resolve those and move forward.
Okay. And sir, in this scheme, are we also subcontracted with other players? When we have also seen an optic fiber cable company, Vindhya Telelink, also coming up with a huge order in the Jal Channel scheme for the state of Uttar Pradesh, covering around 500 villages. So they have put the order book at around, maybe, I'm not getting the number right now. So are we a subcontracted to them also? We are working with companies like Vindhya Tele also in the Jal Channel scheme, or are we solely doing the project?
Look, we have created our own setup for this project. Most of the supplies are done by us directly. For the execution portion, we are hiring recruited contractors and the local contractors, and that's the way we are moving ahead on this. So whatever respective portions of electrical, if any OFC or if any electrical portion is there, we'll be hiring specialist electrical contractors.
Okay. And on the finance cost part, sir, we find finance cost to be higher as a percentage of sales. So what is our understanding on the same, and how is this number going to shape up as a percentage of our revenue, sir? For this quarter, for this year, it is 140 crore on a top line of 1400 crore.
Yeah, the finance cost is going to be the remain same, barring some repayments which will come in this financial year. It is going to remain to be the same.
No, sir, it will be 10% of the revenue.
No,
it can't be linked to the revenue because different projects are having different cash flow. Like EPC projects are having much better cash flow.
See, we don't have to see in the relation to the revenue. What we have to see is how much borrowing that we have done. And as I said in my opening remarks also, in 21-22, we have not done any borrowings. And barring some repayments, which we might happen, scheduled repayment in this financial year, we are very much there as far as finance cost is concerned. As the less the revenue pick up, the percentage might get dropped down also.
Okay. And last 2 points, what is our cost of fund currently?
Cost of fund would be, it is in the range of 7.5% to 8% at the moment.
7.5% to 8%. And that is likely to increase going forward with now the interest rate cycle moving up.
I don't know whether you were on the call or not when we were discussing on this point. As I said, in the standalone basis, more or less, we have got the reset is happening later part of the year. So we might not be having much impact on the cost side because of the interest pressure. And the other side, on the HAM side, as we explained earlier in the call, that we are protected by the interest on revenue which we earn. That will nullify the cost as well.
Oh. Right. And a small point, sir, in the segment revenue, we have a mention of this oil and gas separately. So what is the significance of this line item being mentioned and the revenue being nil there?
There is no revenue from oil and gas at this moment. This is just only in the investment side that we have been investing into oil and gas. There is no revenue accruing at this moment. We are expecting revenue to accrue from the financial year 25-26. That is the expectation.
Okay, and where have been the investment made, sir? If you could just give more color on all.
I didn't get you.
So where have been the investment made in the oil and gas sector?
We have given the details in the detailed presentations, which is available on the website. The block-wise we have given, you can refer to that.
Okay. Well, I'll look into the same, and thank you for all the answers and all the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rohit.
Now, I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Ajay Hans, MD and CEO of Wellspun Enterprises, for closing comments.
Yeah, I would like to once again thank all of you for joining us this call today. Your questions were insightful, and I appreciate your interest in Wellspun Enterprises. The Q4 financial year 22 has been a strong one, and we remain committed to uphold our operational excellence. I look forward to speaking to you once again during next quarter. Meanwhile, please feel free to reach out to Abhinandan or Sanjay for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dool Sabha's conference call service. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day, everyone.